Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Sir Elton, ladies and gentlemen.
Leave on this is war wound like a crown. It causes child Jesus.
1972.
Cause he lights the main.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with one of my favorite people on the planet, Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a small business owner and you care about how the healthcare scenario is going in America, please find out what's going on at Grace Marie's website, Galen, her organization, Galen.org. Support them, contribute to them if you can. I encourage you to. There are a handful of organizations that really get up every morning trying to help small business owners with public policy, and Galen Institute is one of those. Grace Marie, thanks again for all that you do. I want you to wrap up our segment, our visit today, talking about we began with the implications of the Gruber revelations. We talked a little bit earlier about how it could play out with the new Congress, the 114th Congress beginning next month. Connect all of that with what is likely to happen. What are the implications with the Supreme Court hearing of a case involving the language in the law saying that the subsidies are available to people within state exchanges, not federal exchanges? What are the implications?
The Supreme Court will hear arguments in March, and a decision is likely in June on this issue. And remember, when a case goes before the court is being asked to make decisions on the legality or the constitutionality, in the earlier case, of specific provisions. And so this is just one provision. Does the statute say that subsidies are only available if you're getting your coverage through a state exchange? It says it, by the way, 7 times, not just once. It's not a typo. It's not just a speako, as Jonathan Gruber said. But it is pretty clear. And I think this is something the Supreme Court very likely will say. The law means what it says. The Obama administration can't overrule that by just writing a regulation saying, oh, well, we've decided that since not enough states set up state exchanges, we're going to allow the subsidies to flow through both exchanges. So if that happens and the Supreme Court strikes these subsidies down, that will mean some 5 to 6 million people in these states that are getting subsidies will suddenly lose their health insurance again, because it's going to cost them 2-3 times more.
If they've already received subsidy, will they have to give that back?
That's going to be up to Congress.
A callback?
I think Congress will decide. The subsidies have actually gone to the insurance companies.
Right.
People have never seen it. So I think that the Congress could decide to say, we're going to hold you harmless.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got those subsidies so far, it wasn't your fault that the federal government broke the law. So we're going to hold you harmless. We'll very likely allow you to keep that policy through the end of the year so that you don't have to lose it
right
immediately. And then we're going to set up a different system so that the people who are getting subsidies now, they shouldn't lose their coverage again. Many of them lost it involuntarily when Obamacare.
Well, what kind of a new system would this be?
This would be is moving the subsidies in a kind of an allocation to the states. The state children's health insurance program works
like it should have been to start with.
That's right. Let the states allocate these subsidies, and importantly, anybody who wants health insurance, as long as there is a health insurance policy approved by the state, then that is eligible for the subsidy.
And this would be one of the first, if that's what happens, this would be one of the first major chunks taken out of Obamacare want to be.
Absolutely. And it, what it means is that people would not be under all of this mountain of rules and regulations
right.
and mandates that Obamacare requires of health insurance, so it could be more affordable.
And that could ripple into the states that have state exchanges. And folks, and here's the thing to remember, I don't care what anybody else tells you, what Grace Marie just described is not Republicans doing anything to anybody. It's Obamacare collapsing under its own weight.
And under the lies of Obamacare and the illegal changes.
Yeah. Last thoughts, Grace Marie.
We have a new website, ObamacareWatch.org.
All right.
People can follow all of this as well as the Galen Institute, but ObamacareWatch.org.
Check that out, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Grace Marie, keep up the good work. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks for all you do.
We'll see you next time. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.